It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Unfortunately, as we are constantly evolving slang terms, getting ghosted doesn't seem to be going anywhere. It's weird that we haven't come up with a new term for getting ghosted. It's just there. It's like, well, might as well keep it.
It's not going away.
Not going away. All right, Alex, Audrey, let's say hello to Todd. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man? So we understand that you had a not-so-pleasant experience after what you thought was a really good date with Tracy. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I guess I'm more just confused than anything and what went wrong or, you know, where the disconnection was, because she was actually the one that pursued me at first. She slid into my DMs, which really hasn't happened to me in my life. I'm a little bit older, you know, than the crowd that kind of does that kind of thing. And
oh, how old are you?
Well, I'm in my late 30s, and I have two kids. I'm in my late 30s, two kids. But she clearly liked something, you know, about me, because, again, she slid into me.
You don't even know how to say it. You're so old. Dad.
Kids aging you, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I tell you.
But that's good. I mean, that had to feel good, you know? Trust me, as a dad with two kids, I know any sort of attention is like, whoa, where'd that come from?
You're like, aww. Me? Huh? What? Are you sure?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Looking over your shoulder. It is nice. It is nice. And what do y'all talk about?
We bonded over like the fitness content that I posted. I'm a fitness guy.
No, we were right on the same page up until that point.
He just lost us.
Okay. Well, I didn't lose her. She was coming up pretty strong, to be honest with you. You know,
nice.
And so I sort of picked up on it, obviously. And she actually asked me out, and we had a great time. It was fantastic, right? Or I think it was, because the next day she didn't respond to anything. So I just, out of politeness, reached out, just, how are things going? And nothing.
You obviously tried to do a recap to see if there was anything stupid you might have said, or
yeah, nothing sticking out. Nothing happened on the date that would make me seem that it went bad. It was just a great time.
Todd, we're gonna call Tracy right now and see if she'll talk to us and see if we can figure out what went wrong. All right.
I would appreciate it.
All right, hang on just a second.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Tracy, Brad Booker with Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. We do a radio show on Mix 94.7, and we're calling you because Todd first reached out to us. We have a segment called Waiting by the Phone where we help out people that have been ghosted, try to get them to talk to the other person, understand what went wrong. And that's why we're calling you, because we're hoping that you'll spend just a couple of minutes and let us know. Todd just told us that he had a great day with you and that you were the one that made the initial contact with him. And he doesn't understand, like, why after what he thought was a pretty good time, he hasn't been able to reach you. So we said, well, let us call and see if, you know, we have no skin on this game here, but we're just going to see if we can get some answers for him and you guys can both move on. You mind just spending 2 minutes to tell us your side of the story?
No, I mean, I totally get why he's confused, and it's all my fault. We had such a great time on the date. But the thing was, I followed him on Instagram, and I've like seen enough of his stuff, and I just didn't realize within the first 10 minutes of our date, he started talking about his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that he had kids. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. And then like when I got home later that night, I looked back and like he hadn't been posting about his kids for like a while since I started following him. And it's just like something that I should have realized. And I don't
want to
do
that
with his kids. No, it wasn't that he was trying to hide it. I didn't pay attention. And
oh, it's
then
on
I
there.
Felt so bad. Yeah. And then I was like, oh God, I don't want to date a guy who already has kids. But then I felt stupid because it's not like he was hiding it. I just didn't pay attention. So I just kind of went on with the date and had a good time knowing that like it wasn't going to go anywhere. So it's totally my bad. Mm. I feel bad for wasting his time. I should have said something, but I was just kind of embarrassed.
Well, Tracy, if we can ask, like, if you knew pretty soon into the date that it wasn't going to work out, that you were not going to be interested in going out with someone that has kids, why didn't you just say, hey, I'm so sorry, I did not realize you had kids?
And ooh, like, that's not good, though.
I would have felt so terrible.
I agree. Like this whole time I feel like...
Prolong it, waste your time together, and then ghost again?
Honestly, I love how she said she right away knew nothing was going to happen and just make the best of it then leaving, because it's... I hate to say it, but honestly, in this situation, I'm like, I'm for the person that did the ghosting. I'm like, it's easier to ghost in this situation than hurt someone's feelings.
It's interesting. Because I feel like this is one of those things where you see other people do it and you're like, oh, I would never do that. But if you were in her you might do the same thing.
Todd, would you have preferred her tell you 10 minutes in or be kind and let it kind of fizzle out?
I definitely feel like I wasted my time. And first of all, you know, for her to completely write me off just because I have kids sucks. And I do wish she just would have said something that second, so, you know, we didn't go through the entire night together.
There you go.
But this happens all the time.
Well, that's fine, but it's like you're dealing with people's time. I'm a busy guy, you know, and, you know, out of respect for that, just to have some transparency would be nice. And even if that's not the case, to just simply ghost me without saying anything the next day, it feels immature to me. But, you know, I'm not going to hold any hard feelings, but it's an immature thing that people do.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Todd. Hope you are able to find someone that is good with your situation. Tracy, hope you're able to find someone that doesn't have any kids. Good luck.
Don't feel bad. Guys do this all the time to girls with kids.
That's true, too.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.